This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
We are truly blessed, really, on behalf of Africa USA Radio, to be having such an amazing guest with us in studio this morning. We are joined by the amazing gospel artist, Zondi Mondi. Zondi Mondi, he'll be here. Right, to just share a little bit about his personal music journey and as to what exactly really inspired him to pursue a career as a gospel recording artist. So we are really, truly, I'm just stoked. I'm super excited. I've been just looking forward to this since yesterday already. I couldn't wait to just hear what he has to share with us this morning. So good morning. Good morning, Mr. Zondi Mondi. How are you this morning? And welcome to Africa USA Radio.
Good morning, Lady Sabang. Good morning, family and friends of the Burning Bush. Africa USA Radio, it is good to be home. It is good to be in your midst. Yes, I was looking forward to this interview. My goodness. And I thank God it has happened.
Amen to that. We give him the glory. Thank you again, really, for making yourself available. I know you've got a lot of commitments, but I'm really privileged that you could make the time to be with us this morning. So first thing is first. Hey, Mr. Zondi, let's get straight to it. So who is Mondi Zondi?
Okay, Mondi Zondi, I'm a child of God, born in Durban, KZN, Gwamash, that's in South Africa. I grew up in the church. My first pastor was my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
And my first vocal coach was my grandmother, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, just to give you a little bit of how my music journey started. You know, like in any other church, there is always inconsistency of the church choir, you know.
That's right.
So yeah, and it used to have an impact in the nature of the service itself, you know.
Yes.
And the choir, you know, a choir plays an important key in the church. So now my grandmother, she realized that sometimes the choir is there, sometimes the choir is not there, and she wanted to maintain consistency, you know.
Yes.
Then she trained us, the grandchildren, so that we become the secondary choir in case the primary choir.
Make a plan. That's amazing.
And after some time, the secondary choir ended up becoming the primary choir.
She was definitely setting up, wasn't she?
Because we were always there.
She could definitely count on you to come through any time of day. Yeah, grandma really was business savvy. She knew all about her stuff.
Yeah.
So would you say then, Mrs. Zondi, that grandma definitely did inspire you, right, to journey on to becoming a gospel artist?
You know, she was not only making a plan for the church, she was a recorded artist herself.
That's beautiful.
You'll remember there was a group, a recorded group called Abalindi from Durban. My grandmother was one of the singers there, and there were only five. Now you can imagine if each party is represented by one person, then there has to be a high level of accuracy there.
Yes.
And she was doing soprano, you know.
Wow,
so you can
imagine.
Yes. So she trained us on vocals, to listen to instruments, harmonies, and you know, she meant it.
Yes. No, she was definitely a producer. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, we thank Grandma for all of that, because now we get to be blessed by your beautiful music.
Amen.
And how would you then typically describe your creativeness when it comes to, how would you describe your music, rather, and your creativity that goes into creating your sound?
You know, I don't even know at which end can I start explaining this. First of all, I'm madly in love with the Lord. I'm so in love with the Lord. I always tell people that apart from everything else I've seen, I must mention I'm also an engineer. I'm also into business. I'm running an engineering consulting company.
Wow.
My own, you know. But of all things that have happened, there is nothing that still surpasses my encounter with Christ. the salvation of Jesus Christ, you know. So the creativity that comes with my music, you know, I always tell people, so when they look at my songs, they see the numericity of words. It's a lot of words into it, but there's harmony in the songs themselves. So you could tell that this is a typical sermon.
Yes,
you know.
Yes,
it's not a one liner. Then we repeat one liner type of a thing. Yeah, and all of these songs, they are brought from my walk with Christ. You know, when I look the all the stages and cycles of my life, you know, then sermons, words of appreciation begins to spring up, and then I will put harmonies in them. You know. And eventually they become a song.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Beautiful. I thoroughly enjoy listening to them, and we are so grateful that we are able to air those, you know, and having our brothers and sisters from across the globe actually joining in and also getting blessed by it. I just want to actually play those songs, those beautiful hymns, beautiful Amen. Songs indeed, for the rest of our listeners, and then we will pick up on the other side.
Amen.
This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
By my faith. of power, love and sound mind.
What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song indeed, titled So That I. Yes, what a beautiful, beautiful hymn, actually. Titled So That I by Mondli Zondi. He is with us in studio today. I did say that he'll be joining us on Africa USA Radio right here on the Burning Bush to chat a bit more about his journey to becoming a recording gospel artist. He is hailing all the way from KwaMashu in the beautiful province of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa.
This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
Mr. Zondi, what a beautiful song indeed, right?
So thank you so much. We thank God so that I won't be afraid.
Amen to that. So beautiful. So that actually leads me into my next question. Let's talk a little bit more about your EP and your songs.
As I mentioned, I've always been singing in church my whole life. I'm even currently a music director in my church. You know, I do a lot of music in the church, and I'm loving it.
That's,
you know,
beautiful.
Yeah, but it got to a point, I was just in my prayer closet, you know, and reflecting back in cycles of my life. You know, I'm married 16 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've got three beautiful daughters. I'm a husband of one wife.
Amen.
So, and I was reflecting back into my life. You know, I realized that the Lord has always been there.
Amen.
In all ups and downs, twists and turns, the Lord has remained a constant in my life, you know. And as I was writing this, the Holy Spirit began to drop melodies, you know, in my spirit. And then I took the phone, you know, I wrote down and I took the phone. I began to sing these melodies as I hear them. Fortunately for me, I'm surrounded by great musicians like Ubabu Ngubeko Mbatha and his wife, Ntokozo Mbambo, and a whole lot of musicians in our country. So I called him. I told him, hey, my brother, I think it is time, you know. We had spoken before. We've always known each other from KZN. We are both based in Joburg now. So I told him that, you know, when the time is right and everything is ripe, I will let you know regarding my material. And then he said, okay, sure, Bab Zondi, sure. Let me know. So this time around, I called him and I told him that, hey, my brother, I will need your intervention here. I think it is time to release this music to the rest of the world now. So my whole journey began like that. And, you know, amazingly so, I just got a few musicians from my church. You know, we started putting melodies together. And then when I brought it to Babu Ngubeko Mbatha, we started generating the chords. And then he sent it to musicians like Peggy, Pegam Tetwa, Sabu Saja, Tsepo. And then the whole thing just came in together, which fulfills the scripture that, you know, when the time is right,
the Lord
will cause it to happen.
That's right.
You know, I must be honest with you, it happened with ease.
With ease.
There was no struggle, none whatsoever.
Oh, wow. That is so beautiful.
None whatsoever. No repeats, nothing. We just went into the studio, we put the thing together, voices, the instruments, you know, and I'm sure as you listen to the music, you could hear that everyone was just pouring
Yes.
their utmost into the music itself. Yeah, so I'm enjoying it.
Absolutely. Well, we are truly, truly blessed by it. It's amazing, you know, and you are right in saying that in his time, you know, all in his time, then he will do it quickly. He is a God who is faithful. We are very thankful that we get to enjoy that, you know, we get to be ministered to by your beautiful, beautiful music. And I wanted to find out from you, actually, we know we understand that gospel music in itself as a genre has changed so much, right, over the years. Of course, we see a lot of international collaborations and obviously collaborations like happening within our borders as well. Now, when it comes to the internet, how has that impacted the music business, would you say?
Hey, I must be honest, the change is not easy, but the change is good. I promise you. Because like now, this has made things easy such that your music is just available to the rest of the world. Just like that.
Yes,
correct. Just like that. You know, but yes, graduating from the CDs, you know, to digital platforms, you know, there was also technological difficulties here and there, you know, to some of the elderly, you know.
Yes. Oh, yes. I think that just comes with the territory, right?
Yeah, you know my parents' church, you know, I'm a PK, so my parents' church is full of elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I don't know how
Holy Spirit
how
just has to
they
move in there, right?
CDs and cassettes.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted CDs. They wanted.
They want what they're familiar with.
That's so difficult. Okay, look, I ended up telling them that this is even easier than going to a shop and buying a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Just go on digital platform. Ask any of your grandchildren or your children to go to your phone. You buy the song. It's in your phone.
Yes.
You write my name into it, and that's it.
And that's it.
You know,
correct.
You can always click this when you see the name. Then put your finger on the name, then the music will come.
So true. I can identify with that. I know with my grandmas and aunties, it is quite a challenge. I need the patience of the Holy Spirit, you know, to assist.
Yeah. And tons of patience.
Amen to that. Thank God for His Holy Spirit. So I wanted to also find out from you, Mrs. Zondi, right? What's next for you? You know, I'm sure, I know with the dynamics, you know, with COVID and that kind of stuff, you know, we still make do, like you're saying, with this social media platforms and other avenues where we are able to perform and still get your music out as we do here on Africa USA Radio, but as you do as well as an artist, right? Do you have any upcoming shows that we need to be on the lookout for?
Look, I will be doing also a lot of online performances, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where I'll be doing a collaboration with various musicians who happen to be friends of mine, you know. My network is growing since I've launched
my music,
but there's also a pool of great musicians. I've always lived in their world. You know, we know each other in person, we raise kids together, so there's that level of understanding or mutual respect between us.
Yes.
So, yeah, after outpouring these first two songs, they got to understand, my taste of music or my feel of it. And some of them have approached me with certain songs. You know, sometimes when you compose a song, you hear someone else singing it, or you hear someone else's guitar, or someone else's lead line. It happens like that. So I'm getting some of those now, you know, from other musicians and even myself. There's some songs. I've got about 12 songs composed. I've released two for now.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 10 more coming that I will continue to release in threes until it's a full album, you know.
Perfect. that's wonderful. Were you looking forward to hearing those? Because I mean, from the two that we've been enjoying, I mean, we are truly blessed. It's just so much talent in there. You are truly anointed for such a time as this, and we thank God for you. We just want to listen in to one of your other songs as well, Psalm 23, and won't you just stay with us, listeners? Do not touch that dial.
Amen.
This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
beautiful rendition, a beautiful ballad indeed by Monty Zondi, titled Psalm 23. That is the title of that beautiful song we just enjoyed together. I trust that you've been blessed this morning as you are joining with us on this one-on-one, all-exclusive interview with our guest artist, Monty Zondi, all the way from Komachu, right here from the province of, not right here rather, from the neighboring province of KwaZulu-Natal within South Africa. So what a beautiful song that is indeed. I'm just really encouraged this morning, truly, truly inspired, enjoying every single bit of it. Thank you again so much. Oh yes, thank you so much for being here with us again.
This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
So I'm sure our brothers and sisters from across the globe are wondering to themselves, well, what beautiful music indeed. How do I get my hands on my own copy? So how or where can one get a hold of your music?
So my music is available now on all digital platforms. You can check it on Deezer, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, all digital platforms. It's available. You just type in Monty Zondi, then my music will appear. There's only a few Monty's in the music industry at the moment.
Oh, yes.
It's Monty Ngobo and Monty Zondi.
yes, wonderful stuff. Thank you for that. And I'm sure you are available on social media platforms as well.
Yes.
Wouldn't you just share with us what your social media handle is?
Yes, you can find me on my Facebook page, Monty Zondi. I'm also on Instagram and on Twitter as well.
Wonderful.
I'm there. I'm available.
You are there. You are available. And are you open for bookings as well? And if one is wanting
to confirm
and secure that?
Yes, I'm open for booking. You can find my information there. You can speak to my manager, Nomvula Zondi. On 082-479-2282 for bookings anywhere in the country. I can get there anywhere.
Fantastic, nationwide. I love that. Awesome stuff. I've had a splendid time with you on the Burning Bush this morning, Mr. Zondi. Really, we appreciate your time. I learned a lot, loved a lot. It was a beautiful interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Sure our listeners were truly inspired and blessed by your presence here on the studio. But before I let you go, what would you like to say to your fans, or what words of encouragement would you like to share with our beautiful listeners?
Look, I believe it is high time that we all arise, you know, and become of service into each other's lives with our gifts, with our professions, with everything. I love the scripture in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 6, that says, praise be unto Christ who has blessed us as kings and priests, you know.
Yes.
So you realize that it's a double portion anointing there. One, we operate as priests, which is our Levitical duties, where we become ministers in each other's lives, in songs, in psalms, in hymns, in scriptures, you know, in every Levitical duty, you know. And then as kings, these are our corporate gifts, you know, where we go out there and just, you know, do like how Joseph and Daniel and Esther, how they did, you know, they used their corporate gift unto the glory of the Lord to save the nation. So let's just go out there, a family and friend of Africa USA, listeners of the Burning Bush, you know, let's just go out there and do it for the Lord, yeah.
Amen. I love that. The Great Commission. Lovely stuff. I'm truly encouraged. I feel like I also have a role to play in that regard, or else we can always ask God, right, Mr. Zondi, to clarify to us what role he wants us to play, correct?
You know, just to unpack it a little bit, when you look at the life of Joseph, Joseph was actually a finance minister in Egypt.
That's right.
But he used his spiritual gift and the relationship with God to address the financial riddles of the country. You understand?
That's right.
And David was a king of Judah and Israel. If you look at him in our now time, it's like he was president.
That's right.
But his relationship with God, that's where actually his a solution for the country actually came from. Amen. How he led the country, the strategies of war, you know, the development of the country and everything else. You know, if you look at the life of King Uzziah, the Bible will tell you that he established military, agriculture, and civil, the construction of the country.
That's right.
It grew, but all these things were being brought from the relationship he has with God. Esther was queen, but her queenship, the solutions that came there to change and alter the justice system, came from prayer and fasting. She led with the Israelites to reverse evil decrees that were being released, you know.
Yes.
Now, all of our predecessors, Daniel is the other, Nehemiah is the other, all of them, they were addressing national agendas in the corporate space, but using their spiritual gifting and the relationship they have with God. And so, same thing applies with us, Lady Tabang. Like you and I, we are in the corporate space now. We are on air, you know. But this platform, we are conveying the glory of the Lord into the lives of people. You understand?
That's right.
So this is the role that I wish all the listeners could speak, you know. Because not all of us will make it to the pulpit. But that's where you are, in that corner, just shine where you are. Resonate the glory of God where you are. Acts of kindness, acts of goodwill, acts of excellent services, the solutionist anointing and mentality right where you are. Then our world will be a better place.
Amen. So beautiful. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement and truly words of revelation and wisdom. Thank you so much once again on behalf of Africa USA Radio. From myself, Lady Taba, Mr. Zondi, thank you so much for availing yourself.
Thank you so
it was
much.
Such a privilege and an honor hosting you on the show. We will not be hearing you for the last time, right? We are still going to invite you on a whole lot more other interviews
in the
near future.
I'm part of the future. Family
you
now.
Have moved yes.
Now.
Thank you so much. We wish you nothing but the best, you know, in your endeavor, in your musical career. We trust that the God of glory will use you in a very, very profound and powerful way to continue, you know, shining his light from across the nations and truly being a blessing for his people. Thank you so, so much. And we wish you nothing but the best. Know that you are in our prayers and we are right behind you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Zondi. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, listeners. I trust you are truly blessed by that interview and those words of encouragement, really. Very, very powerful, very profound. Won't you just take that, accept it, believe it by faith and appropriate it for yourself?
This is an Africa USA Radio podcast. Is an Africa USA Radio podcast.